Perek Sheni of Uksin, Mishnah Aleph. We're continuing the halachas of things that are connected to the food and they themselves are not edible, but since they are used as a way of picking up the food or they protect the food, they can cause the tumors to come in and out of the food. So Zeisin Shekavoshim B'tal Pehim Tehoiz, olives that were pickled together with their leaves, even the leaves still connected to the olives, tahirim is not considered a yad, and the tumah, if someone tumah touches his leaf, it will not be matama the olives, but he should like kavoshim el lemayim. The only reason why they left the leaves together with it is because it looks nice. So something that's there only for the look and not as a way of picking it up is not considered a yad, and therefore is not transmitted to them. Kishus shel kishus v'anet shelo tahira. Kishus is a type of squash, and when it's small, it has something like a covering of hairs on it, same to what you have on a peach. And a nate is sometimes on the squash at the end, there's like a little flower. That is a dried out flower connected to it, even though these things are connected to it, but they don't have the status of a yav, they're not used for picking up or handling these kishus. And therefore, Torah also does not transmit to them in an Arab. The Yudahina calls Man Shehivas Ne'at Tagat Semeya. The Yudah says that as long as this net is by the merchant who sells them, then it is tamei, because the person in such a case, the taga, the one who's selling it, prefers to have these still stuck on it, and makes it look like this kishus is still fresh. And since he has an interest in keeping it on, it has a shivas of according to the rab, that has a shivas of a shoyme. And others say that even another shav that is it's only a yad. Because we can prefer to have people hold it by the kishus and not by the food, by the kishus itself. Okay.